Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
Well, as you know, if you follow the Beacon Broadcast, we are dealing with the section in 1 Peter chapter 2 that requires Christians to submit to civil government. The opening words of verse 13 say, "Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors, or to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do good, for this is the will of God." And so the general requirement that we as Christians are to submit ourselves to every ordinance of man, every law, every civil requirement, and to recognize the principle of human authority as a legitimate God-ordained authority. Civil government is a God-ordained institution, and the people who fill the roles, who pull the levers of civil government, are ordained by God as well. God has ordained the structure. God has ordained the individuals, and that's very important and very clear from Romans chapter 13, that God has ordained everyone who rules. The powers that be are ordained of God. There is no ruler except by God. And he even makes it clear here in 1 Peter that this is every level of government, from the king all the way down to the lowest level, those that are subordinates to the king, even removed by more than one level of authority. The unstated exceptions, of course, are included in that phrase, "for the Lord's sake." This is true up to the extent that it does not contradict God's revealed will. And when that happens, then we must always obey God rather than man. But short of that, we are required to obey civil authority. Now, the question for many Americans is, does this apply to the American situation? Because we have a different form of government than had ever been known up until the time when the United States of America was first instituted as a constitutional representative republic. Now there are many of those in the world, but that was the first one, and there had been nothing like that, basically had been nothing like that up until that time. So does the American system constitute an exception to this biblical teaching found several places in the Bible that Christians are required to submit to civil government, to human authority, to kings, to governors, to those who are sent by them? Well, that's the question that we started dealing with on the broadcast last Friday and ran out of time, and we will take it up again on this Monday, September 30, thanks to those whose financial gifts enable us to teach God's Word on this station. So, here's the question. Is American constitutional government an exception to the basic general requirement? Or another way of putting it, when the people are Caesar, when the people are the king, when we are in a form of government where those who are governed, or those who govern over us, only govern by the consent of the governed, does that constitute an exception? And many Christians, I think well-meaning, have believed that it does, that it carves out an exception for us. And that in our case, we are not under the same requirement. We are not required to obey civil government because we, the people, are the government. And so what that really boils down to is, as it's practiced by some, we will obey the laws that we agree with. If we don't consider something to be legitimate, if we don't consider it to be constitutional, if we don't consider it to be appropriate according to our understanding and our interpretation of American governing principles, then we don't have to obey it. In other words, it carves out a lot of other exceptions in addition to the ones that pertain to the higher law of God. When I said that this requires us to obey everything that government requires, except those things that directly contradict the Word of God, such as you cannot preach or teach in the name of Jesus Christ, and the apostle said, oh, no, we can't obey that requirement. We must obey God rather than man, because God has commanded us to preach and teach in the name of Jesus Christ. So there is a direct conflict between what government says and what God says. And when it comes to that, we always yield to the higher authority. But there are those in the American context who say, no, anything that we don't consider to be legitimate constitutional government, we will not obey. And I have even been in a seminar many years ago, many, many years ago now, I would say more than 30 years ago, a gathering of preachers, frankly, where one of the preachers was teaching the men who were assembled there a clever way to avoid paying any income tax on the grounds that income tax is unconstitutional. Now, there are those who believe that income tax is unconstitutional. Now, actually, it was declared unconstitutional, and then an amendment to the Constitution was passed making it constitutional, but there are some who believe that amendment was passed illegally, and so it's not a legitimate amendment, and so forth. I don't even know what all the arguments are. I haven't heard any for so long and been so far removed from that, I can't even tell you now exactly what the various arguments are. But that was the point of the seminar, because income tax is unconstitutional. It's not really legitimate for government to require it of us. But of course, if you just don't pay it straight out, you'll get yourself into trouble. And that's a lot of trouble to get into trouble, even though legally they don't have the authority to impose a penalty for this, because they're acting outside the bounds of the Constitution. Still, you don't want to invite trouble. So here's what you do, bang, 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 and you can avoid paying income tax, and it won't bother your conscience, because you know that that's an illegal tax. And therefore, what Jesus said about render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's in regard to paying tax is it doesn't apply here, because this is not a constitutionally approved issue. And what that really boils down to in the final analysis is every individual becomes his own government, because it's whatever I interpret the law to be. If I've decided that this law is not legitimate, then I don't have to obey it. That's exactly what the anarchists do. That's exactly what the unbelievers do. That's what a lot of liberals in our day basically do. Is that really legitimate for a Christian? Does that really fit the terms of 1 Peter 2:13 and following? Therefore, submit yourself to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme, or to governors, or to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. Now, the first thing I could ask is, how does your doing that render a good testimony before your unsaved neighbor? How is he going to understand that what you're doing is really a righteous thing to do? By doing good, you may put to silence the ignorance of foolish men. How is he going to understand that by your blatant disobedience of the law? I don't think he's going to see it that way. You see, there are more considerations than my interpretation of the Constitution. I even heard at that seminar someone say, yeah, I know people who've done this dodge to avoid paying income tax, which I'm not going to describe for you on the radio. It's almost laughable. It really is laughable. But I've known people who did that, and the IRS knew about it, and they didn't lift a finger because they knew they couldn't. Ha, ha, ha. Well, I've heard that several times, and I've known people who've gone to jail who said they couldn't go to jail because the law was on their side, but they ended up going to jail anyway. Well, you say, well, they went to jail illegally. Well, maybe, maybe not, but is that really a good Christian testimony to go to jail for avoiding paying your income tax? Is that really a principle that's going to impress the watching world? I mean, that's what this whole passage is about. I think about that time when the disciple, was it Peter, who came to Jesus and said, do we pay the temple tax? And Jesus said something like this. He said, well, now who do the kings of the earth levy taxes on, their children or other men? And the answer was other men. And Jesus said, right answer, but lest we offend them, go out and catch a fish and get the coin out of his mouth and pay the tax for you and me. What Jesus was saying was, you and I understand that we are children of the king and therefore could consider ourselves exempt from that tax, but as a matter of testimony, we'll pay it. Even if we could make a case that we don't owe it, we're going to pay it as a matter of testimony so we don't create a stumbling block, so we don't create an offense. That's what Jesus taught. Is that what this situation that I described is portraying before a watching world? And when it comes to a democratic form of government, we have to understand that the majority rules. And there are a lot of things that I don't agree with, but they get passed by other people voting opposite of the way I do. And that doesn't give me, therefore, the right to say, well, I didn't vote for it, so I don't accept it. I won't submit to it. You see, even in a democratic government, there are still laws that we don't agree with. We who are the people who are only being governed by the consent of the governed, we who are the governed and have given our consent to be governed, do not always vote the same way. And the majority rules, and if the majority votes a way different from the way I vote, then do I have the right to say, I don't agree with that, I don't believe that, I don't think that's the right vote, I don't think that's the right interpretation, so I don't have to obey the law? No. No. The principle turns out to be the same. We are to submit to civil government unless it requires us openly to do something that is contrary to the revealed will of God. That's what the Bible says. It's very simple. It's very clear. I wouldn't look for loopholes. I wouldn't look for ways to convince yourself that that's really not what the Bible teaches or it really doesn't apply in the American context. Yes, it does. It does. And this is what God requires of His people. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you His eternal peace.